Katha Pollitt is a young poet who will be having a lot more to say to us in the future. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Poets are successful only when they find an audience which wants to hear what the poets have to say. Although only in her early 30s, Brooklyn-born Katha Pollitt is beginning to find that audience. Her first book of poetry, Antarctic Traveler, won the National Book Critics Circle Award.
I wrote when I was a kid. I did a play that my fourth grade class performed. A lot of kids write. They either write or they draw. And I was a writing child.
But while attending Packer Collegiate Institute in Brooklyn Heights, Pollitt was unsure about her future.
Like all children, I wanted to be a veterinarian. Then I wanted to be a ballet dancer. Then I wanted to be a ballet dancer and a writer. And then I wanted to be just a writer.
At Radcliffe, Katha Pollitt studied philosophy, and later she studied in the writing division of Columbia's School of the Arts. Today, Pollitt is reluctant to revise the poems she wrote in her youth.
I've tinkered with poems that I've written years before a lot, and before the book was published, I went over poems very carefully, and I changed a word here and a word there of poems that I'd written a couple of years before. I think at a certain point, though, you have to let your younger self speak for itself. It's like a painting. What would it be like if painters went back into the museum and said, wait a minute, that tree is the wrong shade of green, and they wanted to take their painting back?
Pollitt is an admirer of the poets Wallace Stevens, Robert Lowell, and Sylvia Plath, but she's not ready yet to take a confessional approach toward her poetry.
I'm not so interested in writing about my own life in a direct way. I'm not sure I think my life is interesting enough.
Nor does she plan a long narrative poem in the future.
I like shorter poems better than longer ones.
And how does Katha Pollitt relax?
Happiness for me is a whole day when no one calls you on the telephone and you just get to lie on the couch and read a book.
Poet Katha Pollitt, author of Antarctic Traveler. She is also literary editor of The Nation. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.